Okay, today's daf is Mi'ila Daf Vav. We left off at the very top of Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship. So the entire Amud Aleph is a continuation of the sugya that we were doing yesterday. We had this discussion as to at what point the Isra Mi'ila is going to go away from Kachay Kachim. The halach is that Kachay Kachim, from the time that you're makdish it, is subject to Mi'ila, but then the Basar of Kachay Kachim that gets nechel by Kohanim is going to lose its Mi'ila status at some point. So we had this question: is it Heter Shechita? Is it Heter Zrika? Is it Heter Achila? So we're going to have three different rayas, whether the Kabbalah or the Zrika is going to take away the Mi'ila status. Meaning, if we say that the Kabbalah takes away the Mi'ila status, the way to say that is Heter Zrika, because from the time of Kabbalah, that's when you have Heter Zrika. If we're going to say that the Zrika takes away the Mi'ila status, that's what we call heter achila, because once the zrika is done, that's when you have the heter achila. So we're going to have three different rayas. That's going to be the entire Amud Aleph. On Amud Beis, we're going to have a Mishnah where the Mishnah discusses whether the zrika affects the mi'ila status of basar or emurim that were yotzei. So we were just talking about how when you do a zrika, let's say on kachay kachim, so now it's no longer subject to mi'ila. Yeah, but what if that basar was already pasul anyway because it was yotzei? Does the Zrika take away the Mi'ila of Basa that was Pasul anyway? So that's going to be a Machlokas in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is just going to discuss why it is that the Mishnah tells me that Machlokas, both in the context of Basar Kachay Kachim losing its Mi'ila status with the Zrika, and in the context of Emure Kachim Kalim gaining the Mi'ila status with the Zrika. Because by Kachim Kalim, as we've pointed out, it's the opposite. From the time that you're Makdashit, it's not Momen Gavoa, so it's not going to be subject to Mi'ila. Only the Emurim becomes subject to Mi'ila once you do the Zrika, and then you become Chayiv to burn the Emurim on the Mizbeach. So that's going to be the discussion of Amud Beis. So let's begin at the very top of Daf Vav Amud Aleph. So again, we're trying to bring rayas, whether Heter Zrika or Heter Achila, what is it that affects the Mi'ila status? So Tashema, we're going to bring a raya from a Braisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh Nosar She'Mo'alin Bo, V'Yesh Nosar She'ein Mo'alin Bo. Sometimes there is an Isra Mi'ila on Nosar, and sometimes there's no Isra Mi'ila on Nosar. Ketzad, Lan, the case is as follows. You have dam that you did a proper shechita on the animal. You did a proper kabbalas hadam. And then it was lan, you didn't do the zrika when you were supposed to do it, and it wasn't nizrak till the next day. So if you ate that basar lifnei zrika, you eat the basar the following day. Before the zrika is ever done, samolin bo, then it's subject to mi'ila, because you ate it before the zrika sadam. And before the zrika sadam, it's subject to mi'ila. But li'achar zrika, if you ate it the following day, after you did the delayed Zrika, Zrika should have been done yesterday. It wasn't. The Zrika, though, was done the next day. And then you ate the basar after the delayed Zrika. Ein mo'olin bo. Wow, even though the dam was already possible belina, the Zrika that you do the next day has the koach to take away the Isra Mi'ila. Rabbi Shimon apparently holds that dam shalan is motzi asabasa midei mi'ila, that even though the dam is already pasul belina, the zrika is effective enough to take away the mi'ila status from the basar. Okay, so says Gemara, katani mi'as, ma'olin bo. But bottom line, the Braisa says that if you eat the basar before the zrika sadam, it's a violation of mi'ila. Lav dava shuhus lemizruke di ibay yizarik. Isn't the case in the Braisa talking about where the Kabbalah Sadam on the day of the Shechita happened early in the day? You had plenty of time that day, the proper day, to do Zrika, and you just didn't. But had you wanted to be Zorik on the Mizbeach in the right time, you could have done so. And nevertheless, the basar is not yotzei midei mi'ila just by virtue of the fact that it was ready for Zrika, that the dam was ready for Zrika. So you see, Heter Zrika is not enough. The fact that it was ready for Zrika does not affect the mi'ila status. Only an actual Zrika is going to affect the mi'ila status. So shema mina Heter Achila shadinu. So that's a raya of Heter Achila, because again, Heter Achila means that it's Zrika was an actual Zrika was already done. So you see over here that you need an actual Zrika to have already been done in order to affect the Mi'ila status.
So the Gemara says, lo, you don't have a raya that heter achila sheninu, because maybe the case of the Braisa is dekable samach l'shkiyas achama delo hayeshuhus l'mizrak. Maybe it never had a heter zrika, because maybe the case is you did the shchita and the kabbalah sadam on the previous day at the very, very end of the day, and there wasn't enough time left in the day to do the zrika, so it never really had a heter zrika. And then you wait the basar that night before doing the zrika the next day, and that's why you subject the basar subject to Mi'ila, because at the time of the Kabbalah Saddam, it was not Omed Lizrika. So even though we kept on saying that the term Heter Zrika just means that you already did the Shechita and the Kabbalah Behechsher, that that's all it really means more than that. It means that you did the Kabbalah Behechsher in a way that it's now ready for Zrika. But you could have such a case where you do a Shechita Behechsher, Kabbalah Behechsher, but it's still not ready for Zrika, because you timed the Kabbalah at the very, very end of the day, where there wasn't enough time to do the Zrika. So maybe that's the case. We're talking about a case where there was no Heter Zrika. Yeah, the Kabbalah was done Behechsher, but there was no Heter Zrika. So that's not a Raya, that Heter Achila Sheninu. Maybe really Heter Zrika Sheninu. But the case in the Braisa was that you didn't even have a Heter Zrika. So ask the Gemara, okay, but then you're going to have to say, Aval Haya Shehus, that had there been enough time on the day that you did the Shechit and the Kabbalah to also do the Zrika, so you actually had a Heter Zrika, my, what would the din be? Sachinami Dein Moalin, that it would lose its Mi'ila status, because Heter Zrika was enough to take away the Mi'ila status. That would be how we're interpreting the Braisa right now. Well, that's how to interpret the Braisa. Ma'ir Yatatani Lefnei Zrika. Why does the Braisa have to tell me that you know when it's subject to Mi'ila? If you eat it before the actual Zrika is done. Listening, kodim shkia la'acha shkia. Why not just say that the case is you eat the basar kodim zrika and there's still a chilek, whether you're makabel the dam before shkia when there was enough time to still be zorek and it was omedli hizorek and therefore it's kizorek dami, that then you would no longer be in violation of mi'ila on the basar because heter zrika sheninu, or whether you violated the you were makabel the dam after shkia at a time where the behema was shechted belaila, you didn't have dam that was ever ra'ui for a zrika ksheira, because zrika can only be done during the day. So then you can't say that it is kizaruk dami, and that's why it's subject to mi'ila. So from the fact that the Tana doesn't make such a chilik, it sounds that if the basa gets eaten before zrika, no matter what, it's going to be subject to mi'ila. So it really sounds like heter achila sheninu and not heter zrika sheninu. If it was really about heter zrika, then we should have made that chilik, that when exactly did you do this Kabbalah Saddam? Was the Kabbalah Saddam with enough time to do Zrika, so you have a Heter Zrika? Or is Kabbalah Saddam done without enough time to do Zrika, so you didn't have a Heter Zrika? So says Gemara, yeah, Hachinami Katani, that's exactly what the Braisa means. You think when the Braisa says Lefnei Zrika, La'achar Zrika, it means before you actually do a Zrika? No! Kodim Sheyira L'Zrika, La'achar Sheyira L'Zrika. Lefnei Zrika means before it ever became Ra'oi for Zrika. Li'achar Zrika means after it became Ra'oi for Zrika. So Lefnei Zrika means that you're Makabel the Dam after Shkia Sachama, so it was never royal Zrika. So then you're still going to be in violation of Mi'ila on the Basar. Ula Acha Zrika means that it was after it was already royal Zrika, which means you did the Kabbalah Saddam before Shkia Sachama. And there was plenty of time to do the Zrika, and therefore it's not going to be Mi'ila on the Basar, even though you were not Zorik the Dam, because Heter Zrika Shaninu. So therefore the Gemara says you don't have a Raya from this Braisa, because there are two ways to interpret the Braisa. The Braisa might be telling us Heter Achila, but it also might be assuming Heter Zrika. So now the Gemara brings a second Raya. Tashima will bring another Raya from a different Braisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh Pigul Shema'olin Bo, V'yesh Pigul She'ein Ma'olin Bo. There is Pigul that is subject to Mi'ila, and there is Pigul that is not subject to Mi'ila. So you have two types of carbon that became Pigul. So what are these two categories? When is Pigul subject to Mi'ila? When is it not subject to Mi'ila? So Lefnei Zrika Ma'olin Bo. If you eat the Pigul meat before Zrika, then it's still subject to Mi'ila. La'achar Zrika, ain ma'olin bo. But if you eat the pickled meat after zrika was already done on it, even though you're not really supposed to do zrika on when you already had a machshavas pickle, but if you eat the pickled meat after zrika was already done on it, then it takes away the mi'ila status. Rabbi Shimon apparently holds that zrikas pickle is motzi mide mi'ila by kachin kachin. Just like zrika of a carbon kasher takes away the status of mi'ila by kachin kachin, zrikas pickle will affect the same thing. But katani mias, but the bottom line is the Brisa says, lifnei zrika ma'olin bo, so lav dava shus l'mizrika, when it says that if you eat it before the zrika, it's still subject to mi'ila, aren't we assuming that you did the Kabbalah with the Kabbalah Saddam with plenty of time to still do the zrika? In which case, the Iba'i, Zarek, had you wanted to do the zrika, you could have done the zrika, so you had heter zrika, and yet the katani ma'olin bo, we still say that it's still subject to mi'ila, even though you had heter zrika. So shmamina heter achila sheninu. Therefore, that proves heter zrika is not enough. That the Brice is assuming you need heter achila. You need the zrika to actually have been done. Not enough to have a heter zrika. It needs to be ready for achila. That's how Rashi understands. It turns out that even pigle that you're makabel, that where you're makabel the dami ba'od yom, it's motzi midei mi'ila if you hold heter zrika shenid. I mean, if you hold heter zrika and all you need is a kabbalah sadam, even a kabbalah sadam of pigle would be enough to affect the heter zrika. Even though the reason we've been explaining for heter zrika is kolam elizari kazaru. Right, meaning the whole idea of Heter Zrika is you don't need to actually do the Zrika, you just need it to be ready for Zrika, because anything that's only the Zarek is Kizaruk Dami. That's a little bit difficult, the Birch Sazevach points out, to apply to a case of Pigle, because by Pigle, it's Usur to be Zarek the Dam. So if the whole idea of Heter Zrika hinges on the idea that the dam is omed lizarek, and therefore we view it as if it's already zaruk, well, you can't say omed lizarek on something that you're not allowed to be zarek. So how could we apply the principle of heter zrika to pigles? And Birch Sazevach points out, you have to say that since the zrika of pigle is at least miratze, meaning it gives it the status of a miratze, like a carbon kosher, because it's a miratze lipigulo, it only takes on the pigle status when a zrika is done, even though you're not supposed to do that zrika, but when that zrika is done, it has an effect. It takes on the pickle status, so we call that omid lizarek. That's enough to give it the label of omid lizarek. But it's challenging. But bottom line is, the Brisa seems to be assuming that you had time to do the zrika, and nevertheless, since you haven't actually done the zrika, the carbon is still subject to me'ila. So that seems to be a raya that heter achila sheninu. So says Mara Lo, you can't bring a raya that heter achila sheninu, because it could be the Brice is talking about your makabel the dam to lo avishul samizukei, in a way that there was no time left in the day to do the zrika, because it was already nighttime. And aval havashul, so asked the Gemara, well, if that's the case, meaning, and therefore you never had a heter zrika. So says Mara, okay, but aval havashul samizukei, my, what does that imply? Had you been mekabel the dam early enough in the day where there's still time to do the zrika, what would the halacha be? Then the din would be that it's yotze midei mi'ila. Well, then my irya detani la'acha zrika lisni kodem shkia la'acha shkia sachama. Well, then why would the Rabbi Shimon choose a case that you're not moel if it's la'acha zrika? Why doesn't he just say you're not moel even if it's not la'acha zrika, but you did the Kabbalah early enough in the day that it's at least Kizaruk? He could have been mechalik in a case where in both cases you eat before the zrika, and the whole chiluk is, did the Kabbalah happen before shkia or did the Kabbalah happen after shkia? How come he didn't mention that if that's really the halacha, if it's really heter zrika sheninu? So the Gemara gives the same answer. Yeah, that's what he meant in the Brisa. When he says, kodem zrika, lachas zrika, he doesn't mean before the actual zrika, and after the actual zrika, it means kodem shiyiru lizrika, lachas shiyiru lizrika. It means before it was ra'oi lizrika, or after it was ra'oi lizrika. That if you did the Kabbalah Saddam at a point, you ate the basa rather, before the dam ever became ra'oi lizrika, because you're makabal the dam at a point where it was too late to do the zrika, So that's what Kodem Zrika means. That's when it's still going to be subject to Mi'ila. But if you did the Achilas HaBasar after the Dam was already Ra'ui L'Zrika, so then it's already lost its Mi'ila status. As long as you did the Kabbalah Dam early enough in the day, that it was Ra'ui L'Zrika. So that's why that Raya is not a good Raya either. So we don't have a Raya from Brisa number 2 about Achilas Pigul La'achar Zrika L'Nefnei Zrika. It's not a good Raya. So Tashim Adigmar says, let's try Raya number 3. A third Raya. Ha'pigul b'kotche kotchim ma'olim bo. Kotche kotchim that you have a machsheves pigul on is subject to mi'ila. So my lav dizarak u'shma mina hetra achila sheninu. Isn't the Braisa telling me that it's subject to mi'ila even though you already did the zrika? So, and we see from there that hetra achila sheninu, because if it's telling me that pigul once you do the zrika is still subject to mi'ila, sounds like had it not been pigul, had it been a regular carbon, then it wouldn't be subject to mi'ila after zrika. A regular carbon, once you do zrika, you're good. You're allowed to eat it. Why only once you do zrika? Why not once you do kabbalah? Oh, must be heter achila sheninu. It's a double diuk that we're making from the fact that it says that a pigul carbon is subject to mi'ila even after zrika. That implies that a kosher carbon is not subject to mi'ila after Zrika, which in turn implies that a kosher carbon is subject to Mi'ila before Zrika, even after the Kabbalah. So that's the Raya, that Heter Achila Shaninu, that it only loses its Kachim Kachim, only loses its Mi'ila status once you've already done the Zrika, and it's at the point of Heter Achila. So it says Gemara, lo, you can't bring a Raya from that Braisa, that Heter Achila Shaninu. It could be Delo Zarak. It could be the Braisa is talking about when it says that Pigul, that's Kachim Kachim, is subject to Mi'ila. It could be talking about that you were not yet Zorik the Dam, you were just Kabbal the Dam Bekli, and the diuk should be that Heter Zrika Shaninu, because it sounds like, oh, it's only because it's Pigul, and you can't say Kizaruk Dami, that it's going to be subject to Mi'ila. But if it were not Pigul, and you'd be able to say Kizaruk Dami, then it would not be subject to Mi'ila. Why wouldn't it be subject to Mi'ila? Heter Zrika Shaninu. So don't bring a Raya that Heter Achila Shaninu from here. It could just as well be Heter Zrika Shaninu. So Gemara says, well, wait, if the Tana holds Heter Zrika Shaninu, and the Bryce is talking about a case where you were not yet Zorik the Dam, so it sounds like it's only because you weren't Zorik the Dam that the Pigul is subject to Mi'ila. Makes it sound like Aval Zorak Mai. If you then are Zorik the Dam, what would the din be? Hachinami de'ein ma'olin bo. Would you say that the din is it's not subject to mi'ila? Meaning that once you do zrika on a pigul karban, now it's going to take away the mi'ila status? Well, then ma'ir yedetani bekachim kalim ein ma'olin bo. Listen, kan lefnei zrika, kan li'achar zrika. When you wanted to come up with a case where there is no mi'ila, why do you have to say by kachim kalim that became pigul, there's no mi'ila on the emurim? Listen, it should have instead said that by kachim kachim itself there's a chilik to be made between before zrika and li'achar zrika, that it's subject to mi'ila before zrika, it's not subject to mi'ila li'achar zrika. From the fact that it doesn't make such a chilik within the world of kachim kachim, it sounds like by kachim kachim even after Zrika, it's subject to Mi'ila, as opposed to a carbon that is kosher, that's not pigul, that only La'achar Zrika Tzein Ma'olin Bo, because Heter Achila Shaninu. And therefore, we're back to our Raya, that it's got to be Heter Achila Shaninu. So says Gemara, no, really, Heter Zrika Shaninu. And the Tana could have made the chilik that you suggested about before Zrika and Li'achar Zrika. Why didn't the Tana make such a chilik? It wants to tell me a chiddush that kali yisuli de mi'ila, in order to bring about mi'ila, meaning by emurim kachim kalim, again the halacha is that if you have kachim kalim, it's not subject to mi'ila from the time that you makdish it. It only becomes subject to mi'ila at the time of the zrika. The emurim becomes subject to mi'ila at the time of the zrika. So we want to let it be known that by emurim kachim kalim that are not kadosh me'ikara, and the zrika is going to bring about the mi'ila, zrika ketikna ma'isin de mi'ila, that only a zrika ketikna, only a proper zrika is going to bring about mi'ila, but not a zrika spigul. And that is the shita of Rav Gidl that we learned yesterday. So we're it's teaching us when it says kachim kalim that our pigel behem is ein moel in behem, meaning that even if you're zorik the dam, it's ein moel in behem. Meaning once it's pigel, zrika is not going to help to bring about mi'ila onto kachim kalim. So when the Reisha talks about kachim, that it's moel behem before zrika, it's telling me that kala afuke midei mi'ila, when you're dealing with kachim, where the default status is that it's subject to mi'ila, and the zrika is going to take away the isra mi'ila. So when you're taking away the isra mi'ila, afilu shaloka tiknanami machka midei mi'ila, even an improper zrika, a zrika of pigel, would be enough to take away mi'ila. But in order to grant mi'ila status, no, that a zrika of pigel is not going to be able to grant mi'ila status. A zrika of pigel is only going to be able to take away mi'ila status. This svara, this idea, comes up in the following context in halacha. Mishael Melech in Hilchos Mi'ila writes that when it comes to the dinim of Bittul Barov, so we know that if you have a little bit of chazer that falls into a giant pot of chalent, so it becomes Bittul Barov, Minatora, Beshishim, perhaps, if the old Tom Kikers Doraisa. Okay, but there's this concept of Bittul, that you have Isser, that becomes Bittul Beheter. Do you ever have the opposite? Can something that's mutter become batal be iser to the extent that the mutter thing now becomes aser? Now, certainly if it has tam of the iser in it, so then forget about it, because the tam ki ikr, the tam is like the thing itself. But what if you have three hamburgers, two of them are not kosher, one of them is kosher? Right? So does the heter become batal b'yisr to the extent that if you only eat one hamburger, you're chayv malchus? Do we say that it's that we know for sure you're going to be chayv malchus because it lost its identity as heter and now becomes isr? So the Mishnah Melech writes that we don't find that the heter becomes batal b'yisr, even though there's an isr to eat it, obviously, but if it means chayv malchus or kares or a karban, we don't find such a thing. And he says there are those that say hetem misarif leiser is to be mechayiv onshim. That's only when it's lach balach. But when it's yavish biyavish, we don't say hetem misarif leiser. Primogadim says similarly in the Minchas Kohen that a chaticha shal heter is never nepechas leiser. And Primogadim says that there are many chilukim ledina based on that. So in the Tziyunim Latari says that the reason that an iser is that an iser is batal beheter and heter is not batal beiser is based on two basic yisodos. Yisod number one is that a rove has a koach only to be misalik the shame of the miut, but it doesn't have the ability to give it a new shame. Meaning, what does rove do? It takes away the identity of the miut. It does not have the ability to grant a new identity of the miut. It just takes away any identity that it might have. Second, he says, iser is an identity. Heter is not an identity. Heter is a default. Everything in the world is mutter until it becomes aser, until it's granted a status of iser. So when you have iser, when you have a lot of heter and some iser falls in, that identity of iser is lost, because a rove has the ability to remove an identity. But when you have rove iser and heter falls in, heter is not an identity, and iser can't, a rove can't grant an identity of iser. That's the yisod that he suggests, and he says, even though a svara alone is good enough, meaning that svara is strong enough to be compelling, we do find that it's that the Gemara says pretty much the same thing. Because of our Gemara, when it comes to kachim kachim, there's mi'ila on the basar until the zrika sadam. The zrika sadam takes away the mi'ila status. It takes away the identity. Whereas kachim kalim, there is no mi'ila at all before the zrika sadam. The emurim that you're going to be makta on the mizbeach becomes subject to mi'ila with the zrika sadam. So the Gabi Zrika Stam Pigel, our sugya said that when it comes to Kachay Kachim, that the Zrika is taking away the Mi'ila status, Zrika Stam Pigel is able to take away a Mi'ila status, because to take away an identity is very easy. But when it comes to Kachay Kalim, where it involves granting a Mi'ila status, where the Zrika is going to give it a new status, no, Zrika's Pigel is not going to be
able to accomplish that. Only Yizrika Ksheira is going to be able to accomplish that. So you see, in our sugya, this exact svara says the Tziyun in the Torah. You see, this svara, that there's a big difference between taking away an identity, taking away a status, and granting a new status. That when it comes to a Zrikas Pigel, has the ability to remove a status, but it does not have the ability to grant a brand new status. Okay, now let's begin the Mishnah on Vavam Beis. The yisod that you need to know going into this Mishnah is the yisod that we keep on repeating, that when you have kachim kachim, and right away when you're makdashit, the ila shayich on the entire thing, the bas or the emurim, by kachim kachim that has heter achila, like a chatas and an asham, the zrikas hadam takes away the me'ila status from the basar. When it comes to kachim kalim, it's the opposite. Like a karmen shlamim, it's momen bailim. There's no me'ila when you're makdish it, but as soon as you do the zrika, now the emurim are subject to me'ila. Now they're going to have to be burnt on the mizbech. So our mission is simply going to discuss what is the effect of zrika on basar or emurim, basar of kachim kachim or emurim of kachim kalim that were already possibly yotze, that already were yotze chutz mechitzasam. So basar kachim kachim she yotze lefnei zrikas damim. If you have basar of kachim kachim that were yotze from the azara before the zrikas damim, so they were already possibly din yotze. And then the way Rashi explains that they came back into the azara, and then the kohen does the zrika. Rebbe Lezer Omer Moalimbo. It's Moalimbo the same by the basar sheyotze that even though the zrikas kachim kachim is motzi basar midei mi'ila, that basar the zrika is not going to help. It's still going to be subject to mi'ila. Ve'in chayavin alav mishum pigul noser v'tame. And not only that, if the carbon was nispagel, the din pigul is not chal on the basar. A din noser would not be chal on the basar, and if a person eats it, an adam tame eats it, he's not chayv kares as a tame person eating kachim, because the only basar that is otherwise okay is subject to all of these halachos, to the zrika affecting the meila status. It's subject to pigel, it's subject to noser, subject to tame. Only basar that's otherwise kosher. Once it's yotze, that's it. We write it off. It's possible. It's not subject to any of these halachos. That is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. But Rabbi Kiva Omer, ain molin bo. Basar that's yotze before zrika, even if the basar stays outside of the azara while the zrika is happening, it's no longer going to be subject to mi'ila, meaning the zrika is going to help take away the mi'ila status, because Rabbi Kiva holds that the zrika works even on a yotze. So it's as if it had a shas het to the kohanim on the basar, and there's no longer subject to mi'ila, and therefore the chayavin alav mishum pigul noser v'tameh. That basar is still going to be subject to pigul noser and tameh, just like any other basar kachim. We still view it like basar kachim, even though it had this psul yotze. So Rabbi Kiva brings one raya to try to prove his point. Amar Rabbi Kiva, v'arei hamafrish chatas. So let's say a person designates an animal as a carbon chatas, v'avda, then he loses it. So he designates another animal in its place as a carbon chatas. And then he finds the original one that was lost, but he hasn't yet been makriv the second one. So they're both right there in front of him. And Alpidin, he has to be makriv one of them, but it could be either one of them. So, and the case is, let's say he shechted both of the chataos, and he has the dam of both of them in front of him, and the kohen goes and is zorik the dam of one of them. So lo kishem shadama potas pesara. Isn't it obvious, isn't it clear, that just like the dam that you are zorik is going to pater its own basar from me'ila, meaning when you zorik the dam of a karban, that karban's basar is no longer going to be subject to me'ila, so too it's going to pater the basar of the other karban chatas that did not have a zrikas hadam, it's also going to take away the me'ila status? That's got to be the case. Since you could have been zorik the dam of either one of them, both of the chatos are considered to be a single carbon, is the way Rashi explains it. Since you had the choice to be zorik the dam, whichever one you wanted, both of them have a status of a single carbon, and therefore when you do the zrika of either one, it takes away the me'ila status from both of them. And therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, impater damas besar chaverta min me'ila. If the zrika sadam of one could pater the other one's basar from me'ila, dinu shiftares basar atzma. So for sure, the dam should be able to pater its own basar from me'ila,
even if that basar was yotze. The fact that the basar is yotze can't make it on a lower level than basar of a totally different animal. If basar of a totally different animal is subject to is going to lose its meila status with the zrika, so then basar of that very animal that just happened to have been yotze for sure should lose its meila status with the zrika. Now the Sfasemus points out the raya is very difficult to understand because it could be that Rabbi Lazar does not derive from the case of shtei chatos because there's a major chilik between them. Over there never was a din mi'ila on the second chatos. It was only that you were able to do the hazah. So when you do the hazah on the other chatos, it's a gloy milsul mafreya that the other one wasn't a chatos, that the other one was never subject to mi'ila. It's not that it's taking away the mi'ila status. I do a zrika on this carbon, it takes away the mi'ila status of the basar of the other carbon. No, it's megala that there never was a mi'ila status on the basar of the other carbon. So very, very difficult to understand that raya that Rabbi Akiva is bringing. Anyway, the Mishnah tells us the same machlokas in the world of kachim kalim. Emure kachim kalim, the emurim of kachim kalim, which are brought on the mizbeach and only become subject to mila at the time of the zrika, sheyatzu lefnei zrikas damim. Let's say the emurim left the azara before the zrikas adam, and then they came back in, and then you did the zrikas adam. Rabbi Elazar amar ein molin bem. Rabbi Elazar says there's no mi'ila because kachim kalim before zrikas adam there's no mi'ila. This zrika is not going to bring me'ila because this rika is on emurim psulim, so it's not going to cause emurim psulim to now be subject to me'ila, and therefore also the zrika does not affect all the normal halachic changes that zrika would affect because these emurim are already possibly yotze. Whereas Rabbi Kiva Omer moalin bahen, Rabbi Kiva says the emurim are subject to me'ila because Rabbi Kiva holds that zrika helps even for a yotze, even for that which was possibly yotze, and therefore the chayavan alei mishum pigul no servitame. There's also a chiv mishum pigul no servitame. So you have the same machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva, both in the world of kachim kachim and the basar of kachim kachim, and in the world of kachim kalim. As far as the emurim of kachim kalim, by kachim kachim, it's about losing the status of mila. By kachim kalim, it's about gaining the status of mila. So, frankly, Gemara, the obvious question: Vani tarti lamali. Why does the Tana have to tell us the machlokas? Because Rabbi Kiva, whether Zrika works for that which is Yotze, both by Basar of Kachim Kachim and by Emurim of Kachim Kalim. If you only would have told me one of them, I would have been able to figure it out. If you by the other one, if you just would have said that Basar Kachim Kachim, that according to Rabbi Lazar, the Zrika is not going to take away its Mi'ila status, I would have known that Emurim Kachim Kalim, the Zrika will not granted its mi'ila status. And just like Rabbi Akiva holds that Basar Kachim Kachim, the Zrika does take away its mi'ila status, and Emur Kachim Kalim, the Zrika does granted its mi'ila status. So says Gemara, no, I would not have figured it out. Srichi, we need both machlokos, and you can't learn one from the other. Why? Di'it marba Kachim Kachim, had the machlokas only been recorded with regard to kachim kachim, I would not have known what the halacha is by emuri kachim kalim, because hava amina b'haka amar Rabbi Elazar ma'al in bahu. I would say, yeah, by kachim kachim, Rabbi Elazar will say the zrika does nothing, and the basar is still subject to mi'ila, mishum to zrika ketikna mafka midei mi'ila, shalo ketikna lo mafka midei mi'ila. If you want to be makil, and you want to say that mi'ila goes away, that now this basar is not subject to mi'ila, you want to affect a new kula, well then you need to do a proper zrika. Only a proper zrika is going to take away a mi'ila status. An improper zrika cannot possibly take away a mi'ila status. Avla asuye lidei mi'ila, but to grant a mi'ila status, meaning to be machmir, maybe modi the Rabbi Kiva dafilu shalok tikna ma'isel de mi'ila. I don't know. Maybe Rabbi Lazar would be moda that when it comes to kachim kalim, where it's about giving a new mi'ila status to the emurim, maybe to be machmir will say that even an improper zrika is going to give it a mi'ila status. So I would not have known that Rabbi Lazar still holds his ground even by kachim kalim and say that the zrika is worthless since it was yotze. V'yit magabe kachim kalim, and if the machlokas were only recorded in the context of kachim kalim, hava mina gabe kachim kalim uda amar Rabbi Akiva ma'olim ben. I would say yes, that's what Rabbi Akiva says, that it's subject to mi'ila once you do the zrika, that the zrika is effective, because da'afilu zrika shalokatikna maisli de mi'ila, because even a zrika that's shalokatikna, that's on a murim that we're yotzei, can be machmir, it can grant the mi'ila status. But I would have thought of kachikachim de la fukehu. When it comes to kachikachim, where the zrika is only going to be more makel, it's only going to take away a mi'ila status, maybe shaloka tikna lamafka mide mi'ila. Maybe even Rabbi Akiva, who thinks that zrika shaloka tikna is effective in the world of kachim kalim, that's because that's a chumrah. But maybe even Rabbi Akiva would say zrika shaloka tikna is not going to be effective in the world of kachim kachim, because we're not going to rely on this zrika lakula to allow the basar to no longer be subject to mi'ila. So come ashmalan. That's why the Tan has to tell me the machlokas in both of these cases. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at Itmar 4 lines from the bottom of the page.